Welcome, welcome, welcome. North College basketball on KDCR 88.5 this evening as the North College Defenders are on the road. That seems to be a common theme this year as the North College Defenders playing a road-heavy first half of the season. The North College Defenders come into tonight's women contest 8-3-3 in the conference, 8-3 overall, while the Briarcliff Chargers enter tonight's contest 2-4 in the conference, 5-4 overall. Glad to have you along with me on a Wednesday night from Sioux City, Iowa. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from high atop the playing surface here at the Newman Flanagan Center, Reinacke Court, home of the Briarcliff University Chargers. Let's take a closer look at these two teams in the women's matchup. The Briarcliff Chargers have two wins in overtime so far this year. Those, the wins in league play for the Chargers are over Doan and Mount Marty. Those were back-to-back wins on November 17th and 20th before the Chargers stumbled against Dakota Wesley. And Mike Powers' team is averaging 75.8 points per game. They allow 70.3 points per game. Briarcliff is shooting for a 42.4% success rate, and teams are converting 35.8 against them. Teams that rebound the Chargers 45-42. Alyssa Carley scores 12.9 points per game and gets 3.4 rebounds per game while converting 47.3% of her field goals. Logan Ehlers is adding 12.8 points per game with a team-high 8.2 rebounds per contest. Faith Trushinsky and Taylor Wagner add 10.8 points per game each. Carley and Trushinsky have converted 24 and 20 three-point shots, respectively. For the Stuart College team, they come in off of a win over Jamestown. They're 8-3 this year, even up 3-3 in the conference. Morningside handed Dort its first loss of the season on November 10 after the Defenders started the year 5-0. Dakota Wesleyan nipped the Defenders by 4 the next game. Dort's third loss was to Northwestern last week, but Dort resumed its winning ways with a home victory over the Jimmies from Jamestown. Dort's women are averaging 86.4 points per game. They limit teams to 70.2 points per outing. North College also has a 47-37 rebounding advantage and has converted 46.2% of its field goals and 35% of its three-point shots. Erica Feenster leads the team in scoring at 26.2 points per game. She also leads the conference and the nation in scoring per game for that matter. She also takes in 8.2 rebounds, and she is making 66% of her field goals. Annie Rinesmith averages 13.8 points per game with a 5.5 rebound average with 5 assists per game. Rachel Ebebold has a 10.7 points per game average, and she gets 7.5 rebounds per outing. Peyton Harmson is scoring 9 points per outing. Sienna Stamnes contributes 5.9. Abby Pruitt is at 3.5. Sienna Stamnes will not be in uniform this evening. She injured a knee in the win over Jamestown. She is not in uniform. She did make the trip. The Dort College Defenders' last outing was that win over the Jamestown Jimmies by a final of 99-83. That marked the ninth time this season Dort College has scored 84 points or more, that is. Erica Feenster had 32 points. Rachel Ebebold had 15 and 6 rebounds. Stamnes added 12. Dort College was 30 of 64 from the field, 7 of 19 from the three-point line. The Defenders also were 32 of 41 from the free-throw line. Briarcliff hung in against Dakota Wesleyan but fell by a 73-68 decision at home. Wagner had 13. Ehlers came off of the bench to score 12. Briarcliff was down 24-18 after one quarter but got back to within 38-37 at halftime. Chargers extended the lead to 57-50 after three quarters and committed 21 turnovers while holding a 46-32 rebounding edge. Briarcliff made 27 of 60 field goals but got to the free throw line just 10 times. Dakota Wesleyan shot a total of 24 free throws. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a look at your probable starting lineups. First of all, for the North College Defenders. In all likelihood, it will be Erica Feenster, 6-foot sophomore from Hall, averaging 26.2 points per game. Abby Pruitt wears number 10. She's a 5'9 junior from Urbandale, averaging 3.5 points per outing. Peyton Harmson is a 5'8 junior from Rock Rapids, knocking down 9 points per game. Annie Rinesmith is a 5'8 junior from Shakopee, Minnesota, averaging 13.8 points per game. And Rachel Ebebold is a 6'1 junior from Bloomington, averaging 10.7 points per game. Dort College again, Feenstra, Harmson, Rinesmith, Ebebold, and Pruitt. for the Briarcliff Chargers. Alyssa Carley's a 5'11 junior from Trainer, Iowa, averaging 12.9 points per game. Taylor Bossa is a 6-foot senior from Keystone, Nebraska, averaging 7.2 points per outing. Number 11, Faith Trashinsky, is a 5'10 junior from Manson, Iowa, averaging 10.8 points per game. Number 21 is Taylor Wagner, a 5'9 senior from Harlan, Iowa, averaging 10.8 points per contest. And Logan Ehlers, where's number 44? She's a 6'2 sophomore from Shenandoah, Iowa, averaging 12.8 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The history between these two teams. The defender women lost to Briarcliff on November 18 last year in Sioux City, but earned a 51-38 defensive struggle win on February the 17th in Sioux Center. Rachel Evavold had 14 in the win. Dort College limited Briarcliff to 15-58 field goal shooting. Dort won in spite of 33 turnovers in that contest. Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball standings heading into play this evening. Dakota Wesleyan is atop the GPAC standings at 6-0. Concordia is 5-1. Northwestern is 4-1. Morningside stands 5-2. Hastings is 4-2. Dort College and Midland are both 3-3. Jamestown and Briarcliff are 2-4. College of St. Mary 1-5, along with Mount Marty, and Doan is 0-6. The Dort College defenders have 11 games under their belt. By the time we break for the Christmas 2-week break from basketball, Dort College will have 15 games under their women's basketball belt, and they will be over halfway. Hard to believe. Dort College in their road black jerseys, yellow numbers, while the Briarcliff Chargers in their home whites with gold numbers trimmed in blue. Briarcliff across the front in block lettering in navy with gold highlighting. Change to the Dort College lineup. It is not Ebby Pruitt starting this evening, but it'll be Kenzie Bausma, 5'8 senior from Sheldon, averaging 3.3 points per game. Double-checking the starting lineup for the Briarcliff Chargers. It appears it is Carly, Vasa, Trashinsky, Wagner, and Ehlers. Opening tip is up, controlled by the defenders. With the basketball left side, Rinesmith. Rinesmith over to Harmson. Harmson, Rinesmith sets, fires three, misses everything too strong. And stepping on the end line out of bounds is Bausma, trying to save that missed shot inbounds. And here come the Briarcliff Chargers. Charger basketball with it on the right side. Chargers have it. They pass it up to Trashinsky. Trashinsky shovels it inside. Rinesmith holding her ground. Shot in the lane. Off the mark. No good. Rebound cleared by Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball ahead to Harmson. Underneath it goes Feenstra. Feenstra laying good. Erica Feenstra with a two-point basket. Dort College is on the board first. 2-0. 2-0 the score over the basketball out front. Briarcliff. This is Wagner. Wagner gives it up. Left side, Carly. Carly pinned. Tries to give it back over to Wagner, and it's taken away by the defenders. Turnover, Briarcliff. Harmson sets, fires three. No good, too strong. Something about the depth perception early on. Neither three-pointer drawing iron. One from each shooter, Rinesmith and Harmson. So the Dort College defenders, one was a right wing jumper, that was the last one. The previous one was a left wing jumper. Briarcliff with the basketball, Wagner. Wagner guarded out front, she goes right side, Ehlers. Ehlers open jumper, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Evavold. Evavold with the basketball, gets it across the timeline, Rinesmith. Rinesmith gives it up to Harmson. Harmson over to Bausma. Bausma with it. 20 to shoot. Cross court pass. Rinesmith. Rinesmith tries to thread the needle underneath. It's taken away by Briarcliff in the turnover. Ehlers reverses. Right side Carly. Carly misses the three. No good. Rebound taken away by Evavold. Evavold over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith into the front court. Head faked by Harmson. Harmson steps inside the 3-point line. Tries a cross court pass. It's taken away by Trashinsky. Trashinsky, left side, Carly. Carly gives it up, Wagner. Wagner, jumper in the lane, good. Wagner with a short-range jumper. We're tied 2-2. 8:05 remaining, first quarter. Rinesmith with the basketball, and we've got a blocking foul called on Briarcliff and Logan Ehlers. Ehlers whistled for foul number one. Our officials tonight, Jody Wheelinga, Bob Morrison, and Brian Rump. Ryan Smith will check out of the basketball game. Jordan Van Manen will check in. Van Manen passes out front. Feenstra. Feenstra hands it to Van Manen. Van Manen looking for the give back to Harmson now on the right wing. Harmson back over to Bausma. Bausma, Van Manen. Van Manen deep left corner, comes back out to the wing. Cross-court pass, Harmson comes back to meet it, goes back over to Van Manen. Van Manen to Bausma. Bausma underneath, two players around her. Steps through the trap, fires it back over to Evavold. Evavold off of the glass, good. Rachel Evavold with a two-point basket as she leans it up from short range. Was able to get around the defensive player with the lean. Briarcliff basketball on the right-hand side. Trushinski. Trushinski picks up her dribble, comes back over. Chargers have it. And we have a hand check called on the defenders, and I believe it's going to go on Dort College's number two, Erica Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for foul number one. So Briarcliff is inbounding the basketball. Briarcliff gets the ball inbound at Dort College, leading 4-2. So far, offense hard to come by for both teams. With the basketball, Wagner. Wagner guarded there by Van Manen. Van Manen chased her out to the half-court stripe. Now Wagner down to the baseline. Might have traveled with it. Ball deflected out by Feenstra. Picked up by Briarcliff. No, they'll let it go out of bounds. And it'll be Dort College basketball. Ryan Smith is in. Van Manen checks out. We might see a little more of that because of the pressure applied by Briarcliff here this evening, where you might see Dort College rotating guards in just a little bit more than they normally would. For the Briarcliff Chargers, we have a player that hasn't seen action yet this year playing. Pass underneath, taken away by Feenstra. We'll fill you in on that player in just a moment. With the basketball out front, Ryan Smith, no-look pass, intended for Evavold, and Feenstra picks it up, takes it to the basket, and she is fouled on the play. Foul came before the shot, and I'm not sure if Feenstra, maybe a contact, jarred loose a little bit. And Feenstra's still wiping that left eye. Make sure she's ready to go. Briarcliff, new players checking in. Inbounding is Bausma. Bausma out front, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with a basketball. Ryan Smith to Harmson, to Evavold. High post, Bausma. Free throw line jumper, good. Kenzie Bausma with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 6-2. 6-2 into the front court, driving. Briarcliff out front with a basketball. Cut off is Allen. Allen fires it back outside. Driving into the lane, shovels it off. Ball stripped away by Ryan Smith. Out of bounds, last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. That was Maya Hendry, who has it deflected off of her leg and out of bounds. For Briarcliff, that player who hasn't seen action yet this year, Madeline Deichler. Deichler, 5'11", freshman from Trainer, Iowa. Pass out front, Ryan Smith goes over to Pruitt. Mari Smitsdorf underneath for Feenstra. Feenstra misses the short-range shot. Here comes Briarcliff back the other way. Chargers with the basketball on the right-hand side. Through the lane pass goes over to Bussinger. Bussinger, backdoor pass. It's stripped. It's taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra gets it back over to Ryan Smith. Here comes Dort College with a 6-2 lead. Rinesmith, floater in the lane, gets it to hang on the rim and drop through. So Annie Rinesmith takes it into the lane. She is the fourth different player to score a field goal for the defenders. Dort College leads 8-2. 8-2 our score, blocking foul. This one's going to go on Ebby Pruitt. Ebby whistled for the personal. That's her first. Team foul number two on the defenders in this quarter. Rinesmith, Tetzloff, Harmson, Evavold, Pruitt on the floor for the defenders right now. They get the ball inbounded down to the post. It's down on the floor. Evavold forcing a tie-up. No, they're going to call a foul on Evavold reaching around. Evavold whistled for a hold. So Rachel Evavold called for her first personal, and that is team foul number three. Inbounding the basketball will be Briarcliff. Patricia Martinez-Sands. She gets the ball inbounded. Briarcliff ball. And a travel is going to be called against Bussinger. Bussinger came to that little jump stop. Would have been okay. The problem is, rather than shooting out of that, she then decided to dribble and gets called for the travel. Stork College basketball leading 8-2. Into the front court with the basketball is Pruitt. Into the corner, Tetzloff. Tetzloff, three. Good. Bailey Tetzloff with a three-point bucket. Dort College leads 11-2. Dort College on a 9-0 run. Well, they're going to say just a two-point basket for Tetzloff that time. Evavold holding her ground. Ball deflected. Taken away by Harmson on the trap. Long pass ahead intended for Tetzloff. Threw it over the top. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It will be Briarcliff basketball. So Briarcliff trailing 10-2. Feenstra, Van Manen, and Shemileski are in the ballgame. Bausma and Tetzloff still on the floor. Dort College going to what they call that press group. See if they can get the tempo going a little bit. Maybe force a turnover or two in the process. Ball in the backcourt with it is Ehlers. Ehlers up the floor. Driving in, puts it up. Shemileski bothers the shot from behind, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. 11-2. Dort College by 9. Wagner will be throwing in on the baseline. She'll throw it in actually about 17 feet out on the right baseline as you face the hoop at the Briarcliff end of the floor. That's to my left. Pass it underneath. Rolling hook shot is good by Ehlers. Ehlers with the left-handed hook. Dort College leads 10-4. Pass into the front court. Bausma, three players around her. Gets out of it. Gives to Van Manen. Van Manen underneath Feenstra. Feenstra chances her shot in the air. Shot no good. And very physical underneath. And a tie up. This time they're going to give it to Briarcliff. So Briarcliff gets it on the alternating possession. Make no mistake about it, as Erica Feenstra continues to have a strong year. She's going to be played more physically underneath. Feenstra with a steal, but gets called for a charging foul. Had that forearm out, so a half of it was good, the other was not, and she just picked up her second personal foul. So Dort College will send five new players into the game. That's Harmson, Smitsdorf, Rhinesmith, Evavold, and Pruitt. Dort College matching up man for man. Wagner guarded by Rhinesmith. Hook shot again in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound Briarcliff with the Chargers. Vasa. Well, now on the left side, they give it underneath Ehlers. Ehlers' shot is tied up by Evavold. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. 11-4, Dort College leading by 7. 3:52 remaining in this first quarter. So Dort College on defense. Briarcliff inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop right outside the hash mark. Throwing it in is Wagner. Wagner throws over the top and is able to find Carly. Carly with it in between the circles. Gets a screen. Comes back to Trushinski. Trushinski back to Carly. Carly floats it up in the lane. And underneath, shot no good. Rebound, Evavold. Evavold to Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith up the floor, Harmson. Harmson on the right wing. Cross court, it goes Pruitt. Pruitt sets, comes back over to Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf gives it up left side. Shot in the lane is good. And floater by the defenders. That's Annie Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith with four. Cross court pass. Three on the way is up and good. Three-point basket for Carly. And the defender lead is 13-7. I don't know if they finally gave the basket that point for the Tetzloff bucket earlier that I thought was a three that they only gave two on. It's now 15-7 on the driving lay-in by Rachel Evavold. It's 15-7. 15-7. Shot no good. Ryan Smith gathers it in. Two players are behind her, poking it away. Loose basketball. We've got a melee. Back the other way we go. Wagner with it. Wagner stops. 15-footer off the mark. No good. Rebound Harmson. Harmson to Ryan Smith. Dort College will walk it up. The defenders will take their time. Ryan Smith goes right side. Harmson. Harmson underneath DeYoung. DeYoung underneath Evavold, and Evavold gets shoved on the play. That foul is going to go on Taylor Wagner, her first. And that is team foul number three against the Chargers in this quarter. 2:08 remaining in the first quarter. DeYoung is out. Pruitt is out. Ryan Smith will throw it in. Annie looking. Passes to Bausma. Bausma out front. Harmson. Harmson three, almost banked it in. Ball's deflected out. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. Happened right in front of Mike Power. He tries to sell it to the officials that it was last touched by Dort. Jody Wielinga not buying what he's selling tonight. Pretty clearly off of a Briarcliff player. Dort College with the basketball. Throwing it in will be Harmson. Harmson out front. Goes right side. Now back over to Peyton. Peyton Evavold. Evavold puts it up, and they're going to call a charge on Evavold. Rachel Evavold has just picked up her second, so Dort College has some foul trouble to work with. Evavold is out. Smitsdorf is in. It's Smitsdorf, Bausma, Tetzloff, Ryan Smith, and Harmson right now for the defenders. DeYoung checked out as well. Down on the baseline. Pass out front. Charger basketball. Carly. Carly. They give it up. Shot is blocked by Smitsdorf, and the official from near midcourt makes that foul call. Well, after the rebound was secured. So Mari Smitsdorf whistled for the personal. That is the five-foul limit as well for the defenders. First free throw is good for the Chargers. Another free throw on the way. That one's up and down, so Hendry makes them both. 46% free throw shooter, 11 of 24 entering the game. Cuts the lead down to 15-9. Dort College has some foul trouble to work through. Harmson out front. Rinesmith. Rinesmith free throw line underneath. Bausma. Bausma puts it up. And, if you make the one call, you better make that one. And Maya Hendry gets whistled for the personal foul. Bausma will go to the free throw line and will shoot free throw. She is a 75% free throw shooter. 15-9. Defenders by six. First free throw up. No good. Both teams are in the bonus from here on out for the final 1:23 of this quarter. Bausma unable to convert either free throw. And the defenders with a six-point lead and some foul trouble playing defense. Pass out front, Carly. Carly misses the three. Rebound tipped out. Smitsdorf down on the floor after it. We've got three white shirts, two black shirts, and it's going to be Dort College basketball on the held ball. Jump ball, alternating possession. It goes to the defenders this time. Checking into the game is Brianna Allen for Briarcliff. Throwing the ball in will be Kenzie Bausma. .106 left to play in the first quarter. Ryan Smith bringing it up for the defenders. Gets up to the half-court line, stops, hesitates, now comes across, gets it over to Bausma. Bausma Harmson. Harmson lets it go from three, missed it too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Briarcliff. Dort College's three-point shooting not sharp so far. Ball's down on the floor. Everybody's hitting the floor now. It's still loose and finally picked up. And right now, Briarcliff, this is more to their favor. Just a ragtag affair. Deitchler with a two-point basket. It's 15-11. Defenders up by four. Cross-court pass, and we've got a travel called against Peyton Harmson. It will be Briarcliff basketball. Checking back into the game will be Van Manen for the defenders. Ryan Smith will check out. 31.7 seconds remaining. First quarter of play. 30 seconds on the shot clock, so there's about a second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Briar Cliff basketball, they'll wind the clock down. This is Sands. Sands with it out front, guarded by Van Manen. Kick out pass, right side. Chargers trying again. This time they go to the left wing. This is Allen, lost it, picked up by Harmson, and Harmson is fouled 70 feet from the hoop, and that'll result in a two-shot foul situation here for Harmson. Peyton will go to the free throw line with a chance to extend the lead with 2.7 seconds remaining. First quarter of play, defenders leading 15-11. They've led by as many as 9. That was at 11-2. First free throw by Harmson is good. So Peyton, 7 of 7 from the free throw line so far this season. Another one on the way for Peyton. This one's in and out, no good. Smitsdorf goes for the rebound, tips it out of bounds. A second comes off of the clock. Whose ball is it going to be? Briar Cliff is acting like it's Dort College basketball, and it will be. Dort College inbounding with 1 second remaining. Bausma throws over the top. Harmson. Harmson, one dribble, lets fly, and they're going to wave it off. Waving it off as it was after the buzzer. Dort College leads 16-11. 16-11 our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with the second quarter of play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dort College leading 16-11. Briar Cliff with the basketball as we start the second quarter of play. Charger basketball, Wagner. Wagner out front. She feeds it over on the wing. Missed shot. Long rebound, though, on the missed three. Wagner, a three, no good. Rebound controlled by Briar Cliff, and Mari Smitsdorf is going to be called for a foul. Going to the free throw line will be Ehlers. Ehlers, a couple of points. She's going to the free throw line to shoot free throws. So Dort College uses the first defensive possession. They have Smitsdorf on the floor. And checking in will be Feenstra. And Evavold now with the offensive possession now. Tetzloff and Smitsdorf whistled for the, that was Smitsdorf who got called for the foul, her second. First quarter statistics, Dort College 7 of 12 from the floor. Missed free throw by Ehlers, so Ehlers makes 1 of 2, and it's 16-12. Out front with the basketball, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith, high post pass. They get it back over to Ryan Smith on the wing. Ryan Smith picks up her dribble. Comes back to Evavold. Evavold on the left side. They feed it underneath, and with the easy basket is Feenstra. Erica Feenstra with a two-point bucket, and the Dort College defender lead is 18-12. 18-12. Dort College, Erica Feenstra shooting a free throw, and Erica knocks it down. The three-point play for Feenstra, and the defenders lead 19-12. 5 points for Feenstra. Wagner driving in, cut off by Ryan Smith. She fires it cross court. They get it back over to Wagner. Three-pointer up, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with the basketball. Annie with it, goes over to Harmson. Harmson with the basketball, dribbles away from the trap, gets it over to Bausma. Bausma with it. Bausma at the free throw line. Left side, Feen. Feen, three, missed it, short, no good. Left it just a little bit short. Rebound cleared by Vasa. Vasa with the basketball, back over to Wagner. Wagner racing up the floor, can't get it to go, and who's that foul going to go on? Ryan Smith whistled for the personal foul, and for Annie, that is number one, and she took that one for the team. She lobbied for it, and Bob Morrison more than willing to give it to her rather than Evavold, who had two personal fouls. First free throw on the way for Wagner is off the heel, no good. Wagner with 2 points so far, her team trailing 19-12. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good. So Wagner makes one of two, and the defender lead is 19-13. With the basketball, Bausma. Bausma out front, Rinesmith. Rinesmith over to Harmson. Harmson, Bausma, Bausma, Rinesmith. Rinesmith hurries the three, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Carley. Carley pass ahead to Wagner. Wagner with the basketball and the left-handed layup. Wagner now with five. North College leads by four, 19-15. Feenstra underneath. Her two-point basket is good. 7 points for Feenstra. It's 21-15. 8 minutes remaining. First half, and a three-point swishes through for Carley. Her second three, her team's second three. And the defender lead is 21-18. Bausma with it, picks up her dribble, comes over to Rinesmith. Harmson. Harmson tries to dump it down low, and the turnover as they front the post that time. Actually put two players on Feenstra that time. Wagner loses it, passes it back on the wing. Three, missed it, long, no good. Loose ball and a foul called on Erica Feenstra. That's foul number three on her. Well, you got about 2 minutes out of Feenstra here in the second quarter. Now she's going to be relegated to the bench with three personal fouls. Tetzloff will check out of the basket, will check into the game. Feenstra will check out. On the floor for the defenders now, it's been Monin for Rinesmith. So it's been Monin. Harmson, Evavold, Tetzloff, and we have an offensive foul called on the Briarcliff Chargers. An offensive foul, an illegal screen called on Vasa. So Vasa whistled for the personal foul. I've always been baffled in these settings. Briarcliff reaches, grabs, and holds everywhere. Rarely do they have someone in foul trouble, though. Three-point basket by Jordan Van Manen. Van Manen makes it 24-18. On the right side with the basketball is Trushinski. Trushinski gives it up Wagner. Wagner with it on the wing. Wagner into the lane. And a reach-in foul called on Jordan Van Manen. So Van Manen whistled for the personal foul. And that's foul number one. I'm convinced part of it is you just get snowblind to all the fouls that happen in this setting. And you just end up in a ragtag affair. And this first half, these first 13 minutes, have been no different thus far. The faster the better for this Briarcliff team in terms of pace of play. Taylor Wagner, first free throw, no good. She's a 79% free throw shooter. She is now 1-for-3. A second free throw on the way. This one's up and good. So Wagner makes 1-of-2. It's 24-19, and the Chargers hanging around at a five-point difference. With the basketball, Van Manen. Van Manen bringing it up. Van Manen over to Bausma. Ball's loose. Bausma gives it back over to Evavold. Evavold count the hoop. Basket's good, and again, it's the official at midcourt making that foul call while the down official is not. This time it works out to the Dort College defender's favor. Evavold will be shooting a three-point play opportunity, trying to extend the lead. Dort College leading by seven at 26-19. Dort College's defense has been pretty good so far. Evavold's free throw off the mark, no good. It's still a seven-point lead. Defenders have led by as many as nine. Answering with a three, no. Long rebound, Bausma chases down that missed shot by Carley from the wing. Comes over to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Three players trying to trap her. There's got to be a numbers advantage. And Evavold passes it up into the air. It's taken away by the Chargers. Chargers with it. Carley. Carley back. Left side. Hendry. Hendry with the basketball. Gives it up to Bussinger. Bussinger cut into the lane and a reach-in foul called on Bailey Tetzloff. Tetzloff whistled for the reach-in as she digs down on it. And that is a free throw situation for the Chargers. Faith Anderson is going to check into the game along with Michaela DeYoung. First free throw is up and through for the Chargers. Patricia Martina Sands makes the first free throw. She's 7 of 13 now this season. Another free throw on the way. This one is up and good. So she makes them both, and it's back to a 26-21 difference. Neither team has used a timeout yet. 26-21, ball in the backcourt. This is Pruitt. Pruitt across the timeline, middle of the floor, Bausma. Bausma, leaner, can't get it to go. Fight for the basketball. It's taken away by Briarcliff. Ball hits the player, hits the floor again, Anderson. Anderson gets it away to Pruitt. Pruitt down on the baseline. Everybody's back on their feet. Comes back over to Rinesmith. Underneath to Smith, to DeYoung, that is. Back to Rinesmith. Rinesmith's shot no good. And the rebound is controlled by Briarcliff. Charger basketball. Into the front court. Spin move. Carly. Carly off of the glass. Good. I beg your pardon. That's Bussinger. Bussinger over the two-point bucket. It's 26-23. Rinesmith lost the handle. And we've got a foul as two bodies hit the floor. Who's it going to be on is the question. Get the indication from Bob Morrison. That's going to go on Martina Sands. That's number two on her. Inbounding the basketball is Rinesmith. Pruitt. Pruitt sets, fires three. Missed it, no good. Long rebound. Here come the Chargers. Pass over the top. And a layup. Faith Anderson contested it, but a two-point bucket now for Allen. Allen makes it 26-25. With the basketball, Pruitt. They go middle of the floor to DeYoung. DeYoung misses the shot with the left hand. It's controlled by Briarcliff, and they promptly throw the outlet pass away as they were hurrying it up the floor. Inbounding the basketball will be Dort College's Abby Pruitt. Dort College with a one-point lead, 26-25. Wasn't that long ago you felt a little comfortable. It was 26-19, but six unanswered by the Chargers. Pruitt, Dort College, foul trouble. Anderson, three, left it short from the left corner. And the rebound is cleared by Briarcliff. Briarcliff with the basketball. Wagner. Wagner with it out front. Puts it up with a left hand. No good. Rebound controlled by Van Manen. Van Manen with the basketball. Long pass ahead to Faith Anderson. Anderson tries to pass it back to the trailer, Evavold. It's taken back by Briarcliff. And a foul called on Van Manen as she tried to get back in position. She did not. And Van Manen gets called for her second personal foul. Tetzloff is in for the defenders. Dort College has not handled this pressure and pace of play well at all. They've managed to get a seven-point lead. Tetzloff checks in. Anderson checks out. A second free throw on the way for the Chargers. This one is up and off the side of the iron. No good. So Allen unable to convert either free throw. Neither team has shot free throws well here in the first half. Into the corner, Tetzloff. Tetzloff down low. Tetzloff misses. Too strong, no good there for the rebound and the putback, though. She followed her own shot. She stuck with it. She got the two-point bucket to go. It's 28-25. 28-25. Wagner out front, guarded by Van Manen. Van Manen not giving any ground. Wagner pass middle of the floor, picked up by the Chargers. Driving in, nothing there. Spins in the lane, kick out pass. Nothing there, now back. Shot off a glass, no good, too strong. Rebound taken away by Van Manen. Jordan Van Manen, right side, Harmson. Three ball, get in there. Nope. Rebound, Evavold. Evavold fires it back outside Van Manen. Pruitt, three-pointer. Short, no good. Rebound cleared, Briarcliff. Briarcliff trailing by three. Wagner, and we're going to have a blocking foul called on Jordan Van Manen, and she is the second Dort College player to pick up her third foul. She will join Erica Feenstra in foul trouble with three. Wagner shooting two free throws. First free throw for Wagner is good. Wagner is now 3 for 5. on the floor for the defenders. Bausma, DeYoung, Evavold, Rinesmith, and Harmson. Second free throw is up, and that one hangs on the rim and falls through for Wagner. Wagner, the senior from Harlan. Now 4 of 6 from the free throw line, and the defender lead is 28-27. We have a timeout on the floor. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5. Back with more in a moment. Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs, makes tonight's broadcast possible. Vision Realty, whether buying or selling your home, they want to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a good supporter, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Rachel Evavold gets the dump down pass. She's got her fourth field goal, and the defender lead is 30-27. 30-27 our score. Throwing the ball in will be Peyton Harmson. So Harmson to trigger it with her team leading by three, 30-27, 3:08 remaining in the first half. Dort College doing it with their leading score on the bench most of the first half with foul trouble. They throw it to Bausma at the free throw line, and reaching around committing the foul is Vasa. Vasa did not get her feet around at all on that entry pass to the free throw line, and Vasa is whistled for her second personal foul. Bausma will go to the free throw line. She will shoot two free throws. First free throw by Kins, no good. She was a 75% free throw shooter coming into today. She is 30 of 27 right now. Beg your pardon, Dort College leads 30-27, but Bausma took her four chances to knock down her first free throw. Finally able to get that one to go. Dort College leads 31-27. Briarcliff basketball out front. Three, off the mark, no good. Rebound cleared by Rinesmith. Rinesmith, baseball pass ahead to Bausma. Now Harmson. Harmson on the right side. Cross-court pass. Rinesmith sets. Three, short, no good. Rebound taken away by Briarcliff. Chargers have the basketball. Wagner. Wagner guarded there by Rinesmith. 2:30 remaining. Wagner driving in. Her floater swatted away by Evavold. Gives it up Rinesmith. Rinesmith looking for the baseball pass over the top. Instead, she brings it up the floor. Harmson will let fly with another three. Bang, bang, bang. Finally got one to go to Peyton Harmson. The second three of the night. The first one was Jordan Van Manen. Endor College is back in front by seven. They've led by as many as nine tonight. On the right side, they get it back over to Wagner. Answering with a three. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Harmson. Gets it back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Rinesmith has Carly on her right shoulder. Rinesmith tries to thread the needle, and it's taken away by Briarcliff. Ton of turnovers here in the first half. With it on the left side, they get it over to Wagner. Wagner guarded there by Rinesmith. Rinesmith to Wagner. Wagner with the basketball. Ball poked away by Harmson, and they're going to call a reach-in on Peyton. That is foul number one on Peyton Harmson. Came down with a chop on that reach-in. Trashinsky will go to the free throw line. She is a 65% free throw shooter. First free throw by Trashinsky is good. She has another free throw coming. 1:33 remaining. First half. Second free throw is good for Trashinsky. So she makes them both. Defenders lead 34-29. Let's see if they can capitalize on this possession. Leading by five currently. They've led by as many as nine. The cutter, Rinesmith. Cross-court pass, Smitsdorf back to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Harmson. Harmson underneath, Smitsdorf back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith trying to feed it underneath DeYoung, and the ball gets tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It is Briarcliff basketball. Rinesmith is out. Pruitt is in with 1:13 remaining. That's in the first half. Defenders leading by five. Lead was whittled down to one at 26-25 and again at 28-27. Defenders led by as many as seven recently, and it's currently at five. Ball deflected. Taken away by Smitsdorf. Gets it away to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt with it in between the circles. She passes into the corner, DeYoung. DeYoung comes back over to Pruitt. Threw it Harmson. Harmson lets fly with a three. In and out, no good. Rebound Bausma. Bausma muscles it up. Shot no good. Rebound DeYoung, no good. Smitsdorf underneath. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Briarcliff. Chargers with it across the half-court stripe. Carley. Five-second difference. Shot clock, game clock. Three-pointer left short, no good. Bausma with it, and Dort College can hold for one shot. Pruitt will bring it up. 20 seconds across the timeline. 20 seconds remaining. Pruitt crosses over out front. Briarcliff on defense. Harmson has an open three. She'll let it fly. Missed it. No good. 8 seconds left. Now seven. Briarcliff running up the floor with it. With it across the timeline, Trzeszynski. She'll let fly with a three. No good. Tap in. No good. And the first half comes to a close. Dort College 34, Briarcliff 29. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Back with a recap of the first half of action right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. The Dort College Defenders leading 34-29 at halftime of this Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball game. Dort College has not trailed in this one. Scored the first 2 points of the game. Briarcliff tied it at two. Dort College proceeded to go on what ended up being a 9-0 run as Bailey Tetzloff hit a shot from the corner. I thought it was a three. They issued two on the scoreboard initially, and it ends up being a three-pointer, so it got to 11-2. And the Dort College defenders led by as many as seven later in the half. And after it was a nine-point lead, it got down to one at 26-25 and 28-27. Six unanswered by the defenders made the difference 34-27, and we settle at halftime for a 34-29 difference between Dort College and Briarcliff. 34-29, Briarcliff and Dort College, women's GPAC basketball. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with a look at all the numbers right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dort College leading at halftime, 34-29. The defenders, 14 of 35 from the floor, 40%. It didn't feel like that. 3 of 16 from the three-point line, just 19%. 3 of 8 on free throws, 38%. For Briarcliff, 8 of 29 from the floor, 28%. 2 for 13 on threes, 15%. 11 of 16 from the free throw line, 69%. Dort College with a 25-22 rebounding edge. Both teams had 13 turnovers in the first half. Both teams had 11 steals. Dort College was led in scoring in the first half by Rachel Evavold's 8 points. She was 4 for 4 from the floor. Erica Feenstra has 7 points. She was limited to 7 minutes due to foul trouble in the first half. 4 points each for Peyton Harmson and Annie Rinesmith. 5 points for Bailey Tetzloff. 3 for Jordan Van Manen. 3 for Kinsey Bausma. 4 Briarcliff. Taylor Wagner with 8 points. 6 for Alyssa Carley. 3 for Logan Ehlers, 2 for Faith Trzeszynski, and 2 each for Jaden Bussinger, Brianna Allen, Patricia Martinez-Sands, Madeline Deichler, and Maya Henry. Rebounds, Taylor Vasa with 4, 3 each for Martinez-Sands and Deichler. For Dort College, 7 rebounds for Rachel Evable, 2 offensive and 5 defensive. And 3 for Kenzie Bausma. Annie Rinesmith has 3 assists. Kenzie Bausma has a pair. 3 assists to lead Briarcliff. That's Alyssa Carling. 34-29, Dort College leading by 5 at the half. We'll take another break and we'll be back with a rundown of what else is happening in the GPAC this evening right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Women's GPAC basketball around the conference. Halftime scores include Midland leading Morningside 28-22. Northwestern leads Jamestown 33-30. Concordia over Doan 43-18. Mount Marty up one on Dakota Wesleyan 31-30. And a little bit of a surprise over in Omaha tonight. College of St. Mary leading Hastings 34-24. Here at halftime, Dort College leading Briarcliff by 5, 34-29. Women's and men's doubleheader straight across the board today. And we'll have more women's and men's GPAC basketball this Saturday. York College is back at home. They'll be facing the Hastings College Broncos. Women's game at 2, men's game at 4. Also, we'll be recognizing the York College cross-country teams for their successful season this past year, culminated with a trip to the NAI National Championships. And the York College volleyball team also will be recognized at halftime of the men's contest on Saturday at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Certainly hope you can join us for that. 2 o'clock start time for the women and a 4 o'clock start time or so for the men all this weekend, York College versus Hastings. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is York College Basketball on KDCR 88.5. A reminder that coming up at halftime we will of the men's contest, we will have the Where Are They Now segment. As we begin the Where Are They Now segment once again for this basketball season, and we'll be taking a step back to go and hear how a graduate who was involved in the soccer program, what he is up to. That comes up at halftime of the men's basketball game, as Christian Salister was able to track down Ryan Kuhn and find out what Ryan Kuhn is up to. That comes up on Where Are They Now at halftime of the men's contest this evening. Both York College and Briarcliff out of the locker rooms getting set for the second half of basketball. York College leading by 5, 34-29 in women's college basketball play. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with the second half right after this from the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. It's 34-29, York College leading by 5. Second half will begin shortly. Coming up on Saturday, York College basketball as the Defenders host the Hastings College Broncos. Then next Tuesday, the Defenders on the road to face Bellevue in women's basketball. Men have the day off, and then it'll be the following Saturday, about 10 days from now, York College wrapping up their first semester basketball play as they will be at Midland in Fremont, Nebraska, for a pair of games. York College with the basketball as we start the second half of play. Ryan Smith with it. Drops it off for Evavold. Evavold, easy bucket. Good. Rachel Evavold with 10. York College reestablishes a 7-point lead, 36-29. Right side pass. 3 on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Bausma. Gives it up Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with the basketball. And what do we have? We have a foul called in the backcourt on the Briarcliff Chargers and Alyssa Carley. So Carley whistled for the personal foul, her first. And that is team foul number 1 on the Chargers. York College goes inside Bausma. Feenster tries to get it back outside for Harmson. And Harmson chases it into the backcourt. Steps on the sideline out of bounds, though. Point Briarcliff. And the Chargers will get it back on the turnover. Two teams combined for 26 first-half turnovers. Obviously, you know the math. 20 minutes of play, that comes out to over a turnover a minute by the two teams combined in the first half of play. Briarcliff basketball, they pick up the dribble. Wagner. Wagner goes right side, looking underneath for Deichler. Deichler trying to post up. Instead comes back over to Carley. Carley with it. Carley cross-court over to Wagner. Rinesmith sits down, cuts off the drive. Shot no good. Rebound Deichler. Deichler missed it. No good. And the rebound taken away by Bausma. Bausma outlets over to Rinesmith. Here comes York College. Rinesmith pass into the front court. Harmson. Harmson trouble in the first half finding the range. Short shot in the lane. Up and down for Bausma. Bausma with 5. York College leads 38-29. 9-point lead for York College. Matches their biggest lead of the game. Briarcliff basketball. Out front, this is Wagner. They look for Wagner on the give and go. And a timeout on the floor charged to Briarcliff. So Briarcliff will call the timeout with 8:28 remaining in the third period. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Briarcliff basketball after the timeout. They go to Carly, and Carly's going to be called for steps as she puts the ball on the deck. Dort College will be inbounding. This will be Kenzie Bausma tossing it in. In the backcourt with her is Carly. Now Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith across half court. Goes right side back over to Harmson. Double teamed Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith tries to put it on the floor. And stepping on the end line out of bounds is Deichler. It's Dort College basketball back. So Madeline Deichler, this is her first action this season. She has not played in a game up to this point. She actually started for the Chargers this evening. Ball comes into Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith out front, Harmson. Harmson, reverse pivot, comes back underneath for Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up in traffic. Ball's down on the floor. It's still loose. And Briarcliff comes up with it. Long pass into the front court. Easy layup. Two-point bucket for Trushinski. She's got four. 38-31, Dort College leading by seven. Rhinesmith with the basketball. Rhinesmith, Evavold. Evavold underneath. Reverses out front, Rhinesmith. Bausma. Bausma, short shot in the lane. Good. Kenzie Bausma, 10-footer straight on. She's got seven, and the defender lead is 40-31. Wild shot in the lane. No good. Rebound deflected. Picked up by Rhinesmith. Long pass into the front court for Feenstra. Feenstra. Wow, two-point takedown that time, and no call made. It's going to be Briarcliff basketball in the alternating possession. 7:24 remaining, third quarter. Then Monin's going to check into the game. Rhinesmith will check out. Also checking in for Briarcliff is Martina Sands. That's Patricia Martina Sands. So Sands from Madrid, Spain, checks into the game. Briarcliff with the basketball. Chargers have it in between the circles out front. Sands. Sands goes left side to Allen. Allen in the lane. Comes back outside. Sands. Sands. Lob pass down low. Tipped in. Taken away by Bausma. Bausma is shoved in the back by Brianna Allen. And some of the fouls, I am convinced, are so out of the ordinary that it takes the official by surprise. And there was another case of it where there was just simply a shove in the back. Foul goes on Allen, and it took the official just a split second to comprehend what just occurred. Right side pass goes over to Harmson. Harmson, the double teamer, gives it up. Van Manen. Van Manen into the corner. Feenstra. Feenstra back over to Van Manen. Harmson sets, fires three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers up and running. Left side pass. They get it back right over to Trushinski. Trushinski hits a three. Trushinski with seven. Dort College leads 40-34. Coming back the other way, Van Manen. Van Manen with the ball. Van Manen in between the circles goes to Harmson. Harmson underneath Evavold. Evavold basket good. Evavold with 12. Dort College back up by 8, 42-34. Love to see it if the defenders could extend this thing to 12 or 13. Underneath, ball deflected. It's taken away. Another turnover. Here comes Bausma. She does not have the number. She's not stopping. She finally gives it Harmson. Three ball. Got it. Peyton Harmson drills the three. 7 points for Harmson, and the defenders have their biggest lead of the ballgame at 45-34 with 6 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Dort College by 11. Defenders much more under control here in the second half. Pass underneath. Shot is up, no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra on the missed shot by Deichler. Pass into the corner, Feenstra. Feenstra, three, missed it, too strong, no good. And the Briarcliff Chargers racing back the other way. Briarcliff, they pick it up. They pass it off to Allen. Three, missed it, no good. Rebound weak side taken away by Bausma. Bausma with the basketball, gets it over to Van Manen. Van Manen with it in between the circles. Van Manen, right side, it goes Harmson. Harmson, Evavold. Evavold down to the baseline, and we've got a blocking foul called on the Briarcliff Chargers, and Taylor Vasa can't believe it. 45-34, Dort College by 11. Three fouls on the Chargers here in the first half. They've got one, pardon me, the third quarter. They've got one more to give before the defenders go to the free throw line for the bonus. Throwing the ball in will be North College's Bailey Tetzloff. Tetzloff, Feenstra, Smitsdorf, Rinesmith, and Pruitt on the floor. They get it into Pruitt. Pruitt looking for the cutter. Instead goes to Rinesmith, 25 to shoot. They go to Pruitt, Pruitt, Rinesmith, Rinesmith back to Feenstra. Feenstra fires outside Tetzloff. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound tipped, taken away by Smitsdorf, and Smitsdorf is fouled on the play. And the foul goes on Logan Ehlers, and that's foul number two on Ehlers. Smitsdorf will go to the free throw line. That's foul number three on Ehlers, beg your pardon. Dort College is in the bonus from here on out as well. First free throw by Mari, no good. Another one on the way for Mari Smitsdorf, the 6'1 sophomore from Coon Rapids. Spent last year at the University of Sioux Falls. Second free throw on the way for Mari. That one's up and through. 50% free throw shooter this season. 50% on that trip. Dort College by a dozen. 46-34. Timeout on the floor. Vision Realty, a hometown choice for real estate needs, makes tonight's broadcast possible, whether buying or selling your home. Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Back with more after this. Briarcliff resumes play. They've got it underneath, and they finally work their way for a foul call. Annie Rinesmith gets called for a foul trying to defend the putback attempt by Jacqueline Bussinger. Bussinger will shoot two, trying to get the lead back to 10. First foul shot off the mark, no good. Another one on the way. Dort College leading 46-34. That foul on Rinesmith is her second. Free throw up and good, so it's 46-35. Briarcliff showing full court pressure defense. Rinesmith will hand it back over to Pruitt. Pruitt across half court. Pruitt into the trap. Comes back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf underneath. No good. Rebound Feenstra, but Feenstra is fouled. No, they're going to call the foul on Smitsdorf's shot attempt. And the foul goes on Ehlers, and that's number four on her. Smitsdorf will shoot two. This is a unique brand of basketball that the Chargers play for women's basketball. They get things going quickly. They are not afraid to pick up fouls. And they just try to get you playing a little too fast for your liking. Smitsdorf, first free throw was good. She's got another one coming, and Mari makes them both. She's 3-for-4 tonight. Dort College has their biggest lead of the ballgame at 48-35, a 13-point lead with 4.5 left in the third, and we're going to have a hand check called on the defenders. Annie Rinesmith gets called for the personal foul. That's number three on her. Mike Power has been lobbying for that most of the evening. Appears that lobbying paid off on this possession with 4:27 left in the third. Dort College up a baker's dozen. Kick out pass. That's Vasa. Cross-court pass taken away by Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt right side, Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Smitsdorf back out front. Ball deflected, and it's picked up by Wagner. Wagner with a steal. Here come the Chargers with a chance to cut into the 13-point lead, and they promptly throw it away. If you are of the belief that the basketball is gold and you must treat every possession as if it is very valuable, this type of game is not for you. Teams turn it over almost at will. Ball's inbounded to Rinesmith. Rinesmith takes it across half court. Rinesmith into the free throw lane. Tries to pass it through to Evavold, and it's touched by the Briarcliff Chargers. And they're going to say it's last touch by Evavold, and it will be Briarcliff basketball back, 48-35. There were 26 turnovers in the first half between the two teams, 13 each. Dort College with a 13-point lead, 48-35. They've outscored Briarcliff 14-6 to start this second half. 3:49 remaining. Third quarter of play. Wagner. Wagner at the free throw line. Wagner in traffic, travels with it. came to a stop, and she was just simply going too fast. And Dort College will have the basketball back. Ball's inbounded to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith up the floor. Harmson. Harmson into the corner. Evavold. Evavold gives it up. Feenstra. Feenstra. Two-point bucket. Good. Count the hoop. And she will go to the free throw line to shoot one and try to extend this to a 16-point lead with a free throw. Free throw on the way for the sophomore from Hall. This one's up and good. So Feenstra with her second three-point play. She's got 10. North College leads 51-35. Left side pass, Briarcliff basketball, Carly. Carly gives it up. Now gets the return pass guarded by Bausma. Bausma gives it up to Bussinger. Ball's taken away by Evavold. Evavold, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith outside Harmson. Sets, fires, three. Off the mark, no good. Ball deflected up, picked up by Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith steps through the double team. They try to pass it inside. It's taken away by Briarcliff. Charger basketball. Spin move. Off of the glass. No good. Fight for the basketball. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Tetzloff is in. And I believe Peyton's going to come out. No, they're going to take Feenstra out right now. She's got three personal fouls. They'll check her out of the game. Tried to protect her on this defensive possession. Don't be surprised if we have a stoppage in play and Dort College has the basketball, that you'll see her check in here. Get some offense for defense and get a little breather in the meantime as well. Defenders by 16. Pass into the corner. Three off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Evavold. Evavold to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with the basketball. Ryan Smith to Evavold. Evavold. Elbow pass to Bausma, back over to Peyton. Peyton gives it up. Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith in between the circles. 15 to shoot. Now down to 12. Ryan Smith on the right side. High post pass. Bausma. Bausma 10-footer. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Briarcliff. Chargers bringing it up. Long pass into the front court. Very nearly turned it over. Tracking it down was Sands. Sands gives it up to Trushinski. Trushinski back out front. Down to the baseline is Deitchler. Three-pointer, knuckleballed up there, no good. Rebound cleared by Bausma. Dort College has limited Briarcliff to 6 points in this quarter. Underneath, Evavold gathers herself. Lay-in good, she's got 14. 53-35. 1:53 remaining in the third period. Dort College on a 19-6 run here in the third period. They feed it underneath. Vasa. Vasa with the left hand, can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Evavold. Here comes Dort College. Ryan Smith ahead to Tetzloff. Tetzloff puts it up, and she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Briarcliff's Faith Trushinski. It's 53-35. Dort College with a chance to extend the lead from 18 to 20 with a pair of free throws. So Tetzloff will shoot two. First free throw on the way for the sophomore from Brookings is up and down. She had a big three earlier. Bailey, first free throw, good. She's got another one coming. Second free throw on the way for Tetzloff. She's seeing a few more minutes than normal due to the absence of Sienna Stamness this evening. And Bailey, to my way of thinking, hasn't done a bad job. She's got 7 points. 55-35, Dort College leading. They've outscored Briarcliff 21-6 here in the second half. Elbow jumper, no. They decided against it. Instead, comes back outside. Three on the way. Missed it, no good. Long rebound, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. Bodies falling. Chairs being tipped over on the Briarcliff bench. Dort College has the ball. Pass into the front court with it is Harmson. Harmson at the free throw line. She'll retreat back to the perimeter. Gives it to Van Manen. Van Manen, Harmson underneath Evavold. Back over to Tetzloff. Tetzloff, rainbow, no good. Rebound tapped in, saved by Bausma. Evavold reverses, left side, three on the way. Harmson, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Evavold, and Evavold is fouled on the play. Rachel Evavold will go to the free throw line with an opportunity to build on the lead for the defenders. Who's the foul on is my question. That's going to go against number two for the Briarcliff Chargers. Nope, number one picks up her second. That's Carly picking up her second. 55-35. Free throws on the way for Evavold. First one, good. For College shooting their free throws much better here in the second half as well. And Rachel Evavold has shouldered the load here tonight. 15 points thus far. 1-for-2 now from the free throw line. Defenders leading 56-35. Another free throw on the way for Evavold. That one's up and through. So Evavold makes them both. Dort College extends their lead 57-35. 57-35. On the left side, they kick it back out front. Three, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped out. Racing to it is Bausma. Bausma with the basketball. Kenzie into the front court. 36 seconds remaining. 24 on the shot clock. They go over to Harmson. Harmson feeds it Evavold. Evavold, Tetzloff. Tetzloff, Harmson. Harmson, Van Manen. Van Manen, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. 23 seconds up to go in the third. Shot clock is off. Defenders leading 57-35. Maya Shemileski checks into the game. Tetzloff, Bausma, Van Manen, and Feenstra on the floor. 23 seconds remaining. Briarcliff pass into the front court. Chargers have it. They give it off right side. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out. Saved by Tetzloff. 10 seconds. Now 9. 8. Van Manen across half court. 7 seconds. Shemileski drives off of the glass. Good. Maya Shemileski with a 2-point bucket. And the Dort College defenders with a 2-point basket. The pressure pays off. Briarcliff gets going too fast. They end up with a bad shot on one end. Dort College races up the floor the other way. And Maya Shemileski with a 2-point basket. And the defenders lead at 59-35. 59-35. Dort College up a couple dozen. Back with the fourth quarter of play right after this. Dort College turns it over as the fourth quarter begins. 59-35. The defenders leading by 24. Briarcliff basketball. This is Trashinsky. Trashinsky loses the handle. Picked back up. They feed it underneath. Vasa, kick out pass. Three on the way from the wing. No good. There for a rebound in the putback on the weak side, though, is Deichler. Deichler with four. And the defender lead is 59-37. That ends a 13-0 run by the defenders. Dort College limited Briarcliff to no field goals, no points for that matter, over the final 5.5 minutes or so of that third quarter. Shot on the way, three-pointer up and good. Three-point basket for Allen, and the defender lead is 59-40. Dort College by 19. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a break. We have a timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. Timeout charge to the Dort College defenders after back-to-back baskets allowed by Dort with 9:05 remaining in this fourth quarter. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College athletics. Annie Rinesmith with the basketball, passes over to Bausma. Bausma drives the lane, puts it up the floater, hangs on the rim, and drops through. Kenzie Bausma with a 2-point bucket. She's got 9 defenders, leading 61-40. Third quarter numbers. It's going to be a foul on the defenders. Foul goes on Dort College's Annie Rinesmith. Rinesmith has just picked up her fourth. Dort College, here are the telling numbers. Defenders, 4 of 22 from the three-point line, 18%. Briarcliff, 3 for 21 for 14%. Rebounds, Dort, a 40-31 advantage. Turnovers, Dort 18, Briarcliff 19. Shot blocked by Evavold. Rebound, Evavold. Here come the defenders, leading by 21. 61-40, Van Manen gives it up. They go over to Feenstra. Feenstra, kick-out pass. Bausma back to Van Manen, 18 to shoot. Now Bausma stepping through is Evavold. She's blocked, gets the ball back, goes up with it, and gets it to go. Rachel Evable, 10 second-half points, 18 for the game. Dort College leads 63-40. Down to the baseline. Kick-out pass, three, up, and good. A three-point basket for Allen from the wing, her second three of the quarter. Dort College leads by 20, 63-43, 7:50 remaining. Bousma with a basketball, picks up her dribble, goes back over to Van Manen. Van Manen to Bousma. Bousma down to the baseline, tries to pass out of the double team. It's deflected and picked up by Briarcliff. Chargers will have it back. Coming back the other way, Chargers Trushinski. Trushinski across half court, picks up her dribble, falls to the floor, and she's going to be called for a travel. Did not get rid of the basketball before she traveled with it, and the Dort College defenders will get it back after the turnover. Dort College by 20, 63-43. Defenders leading by 20. Ball in the backcourt. With it is Pruitt. Pruitt comes back over to Van Manen. Van Manen, Pruitt. Pruitt on the left wing. Overloaded on this side with Briarcliff players. Runner by Van Manen. Van Manen runs out of options and just simply puts the floater up. She's got five, and the defender lead is 65-43. 7 minutes remaining in regulation. Pass down to the baseline. Shot no good. That was Maya Hendry who missed the shot. A Briarcliff player got the ball, though. And a foul called on Rachel Evavold on the putback attempt by Logan Ehlers. Ehlers will go to the free throw line to shoot two. For Evavold, that is her third foul. Free throws have not been good for Briarcliff tonight at all. They are now 12 for 20. From the free throw line, so 60%. I'm surprised it's that high. Dort College leading by 22, 65-43. Van Manen over the basketball. Van Manen gives it up. Pruitt. Pruitt rips through. Has the left-hand drive open. She'll put it up, and the ball is blocked out of bounds by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball with 6:44 remaining. 6:44 left. Dort College inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Paul goes into the corner for Pruitt. And now Briarcliff lunging after it. Saves the possession. They use a timeout, though. This will be a 30-second timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Dort College leading by 22. Briarcliff timeout. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
Yes, Braun.
6:39 remaining in regulation. Dort College with a 22-point lead, looking for their ninth win of the season and looking to go above 500 in the G-Pack. Briarcliff with the basketball underneath. This is Hendry. They give it up back. Right block. Ball fake. Down to the baseline. Cut off. Evable doesn't give any ground. Ball is taken away by Feenstra defensive rebound. Tetzloff flies up the floor, might have gotten away with a travel, no call made. I don't believe that's the only travel that's been missed this evening. 9 points for Tetzloff. Dort College leads 67-43. Briarcliff basketball, shot no good, rebound cleared by Feenstra. Feenstra outlets over to Van Manen. Van Manen with a basketball. 24-point lead for the defender, 67-43. Into the corner, Tetzloff on the way, left it short, no good. Fight for the basketball, and now we've got a foul on the play called on Briarcliff, I believe. That foul is going to go on the Chargers and Brianna Allen, her second, and that is team foul number two against the Chargers in this quarter. Dort College leading 67-43. Ryan Smith will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ryan Smith passes out front to Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf with it. Smitsdorf gives it back over to Harmson. Harmson to Bousma. They double-team her. Bousma around the trap. Goes back right side. They get it into the corner. Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf back to Bousma. Bousma shot. Good. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Kenzie Bousma with right hand on the right side of the lane. She has 11 points. She'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. It's been all Dort College here in the second half. Briarcliff has scored 14 points since halftime. Bausma misses the free throw, chases down her own rebound, though. It's down on the floor, and now a jump ball will be called. Alternating possession, no. Did they call a timeout? Bobby Morrison is going to give Briarcliff a timeout. Timeout on the floor to save the possession. Down 26 with 5:28 left to go. Briarcliff will use a timeout. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Dort College basketball up 26, 69-43. Chargers have it. They give it up to Bussinger. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound controlled by Briarcliff, put back by Ehlers. Ehlers with five, and the defender lead is 69-45. Baseball pass to midcourt. Coming up with it is Harmson. Harmson gets a screen from Evavold, gives it back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith out of the trap, goes into the corner. Feenstra back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith right side, Harmson. Harmson on the wing, reverses Rinesmith. Rinesmith misses the three, no good. Rebound taken away by Evavold. Evavold back outside Harmson. Harmson to Rinesmith. Dort College wanting to run some clock. They get it underneath Feenstra. Easy bucket. Good. Erica Feenstra with 12. Dort College leads 71-45. Well, I do believe Briarcliff very intent on trying to limit Erica Feenstra this evening, so much so that they forgot there are some other potent threats for the defenders tonight. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Briarcliff. Three players around, and Bausma taps it out of bounds. It is Dort College basketball. Rachel Evavold, 18 points this evening. Kenzie Bausma, 11 off in after coming into the game, averaging 3.3 points per game, mainly in a reserve role. They feed it underneath. Vasa misses it. But she's fouled on the play. Vasa will go to the free throw line. She will shoot two free throws. Dort College leading 71-45, now 46 with a made free throw. Dort College averaging 86 points per game. Briarcliff, 76. Briarcliff giving up 70 points per game. Rebound cleared by Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Dort College leading 71-46. Rinesmith into traffic. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. A 25-point cushion for the defenders with other 4 minutes to go. Bringing the basketball up is the Spaniard, Sons. Gives it up Wagner. Wagner shot in traffic, and she is fouled on the play. Annie Rinesmith whistled for the personal foul, and for Annie, I think she's done. Annie Rinesmith is going to check out of the game. No, they're going to give the foul instead to Kenzie Bausma. That's her first. First free throw by Wagner is good. She's got nine. Another one on the way for Wagner, the senior from Harlan. That one's up and good. So Wagner makes them both, and the defender lead is 71-48. Rinesmith with the basketball. Rinesmith over the top, intended for Feenstra. Feenstra unable to stretch out and get that one on the baseline. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Sands into the front court. Down to the baseline. Cut off. Rinesmith guarding her. Ball deflected. And Erica Feenstra has just picked up her fourth personal. Team foul number five against the defenders. Free throws on the way for the Chargers and Deichler. So Deichler with a pair of free throws. First one, good. Another one on the way. Feenstra and Rinesmith will check out. Van Manen and Tetzloff check in. Second free throw is up and good as well for Deichler. She's got six. Dort College leads 71-50. Five unanswered by the Chargers. North College leading by as many as 26, and how is that not a foul? Reach in, nothing called. Comes back underneath, intended for Tetzloff. Ball's down on the floor, and finally a jump ball is called. I really don't understand it, and I'm going to leave it at that. 3:14 left to go in the game. Fortunately for the defenders, it's not going to matter a whole lot. They lead by 21, and unless Briarcliff suddenly starts generating some offense, something they haven't shown they can do consistently this evening, the defenders should be just fine heading into a Saturday game against Hastings in GPAC play. They give it up Wagner. Wagner drives in. Wagner with a two-point basket. She's got 12. Defenders lead 71-52, 2:55 and counting. Van Manen across half court, splits the double team. Kick out pass, Harmson, three ball on the way, good. Peyton Harmson with 10. Dort College leads 74-52. Defenders up by 22, and we have a timeout on the floor charged to the defenders. 2:48 remaining in regulation. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dort College leading Briarcliff 74-52. The defenders just got a three-point bucket moments ago. And bringing the basketball up for the Briarcliff Chargers. They get it into the lane. Short shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Evavold. Evavold with the basketball. Evavold gives it up to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with it back over to Van Manen. Van Manen, Dort College, spreading the floor with 2:29 remaining in the contest. Ryan Smith back over to Van Manen. 12 to shoot. They go into the corner, Harmson. Harmson reverses Ryan Smith. Top of the key, Van Manen. Back over to Harmson. 7 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Ball is loose. Picked up by Briarcliff. Briarcliff back the other way. Up with it is Sands. And give it up, Deichler. Deichler leaning away. Her shot no good. Rebound, Ryan Smith. And Ryan Smith knocked to the floor by Wagner. Wagner commits the foul. That's number three against Briarcliff in this quarter. Wagner whistled for her third personal foul. Defenders leading by 22, 74-52. Ryan Smith over the top. Feenstra under 2 minutes to play. Comes back to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with her heels at the center jump circle. They go back left side, Feenstra. Feenstra, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith back into the corner. Harmson, three ball, no good. Rebound cleared by Briarcliff. Briarcliff down 74-52. Wagner too strong with a layup attempt. Rebound, Feenstra. And the Dort College defenders are going to win this ball game. Really was never in doubt after the run put on by the defenders. A 13-0 run to close the third quarter of play. When they went up from 46-35 to 59-35. Shot no good by Evavold. Feenstra with the rebound. Feenstra knocked to the floor. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a couple. Foul is charged to Briarcliff's Trashinsky. Trashinsky whistled for her second personal foul. Free throw by Feenstra is up and good. Feenstra now 3-for-3 from the free throw line. Another one on the way for Feenstra. A very quiet 14 points tonight for Feenstra. Foul trouble in the first half, but has been able to get free in the second half for another 7 points. Seven in the first half, seven in the second half, and it looks like she is done for the night. DeYoung on the floor for Dort College. That is Michaela DeYoung, 6 foot freshman from Waupun, Wisconsin. Bringing the basketball up, Briarcliff. Chargers, Bussinger. Back outside it comes. Bussinger at the top of the key, guarded by DeYoung. A little bit of a mismatch. DeYoung comes up with it. DeYoung back over to Harmson. Harmson across half court. She'll let the Calvary come up. Gives it back over to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith dribbles to the free throw line. Comes back out. Throws it to Harmson. Harmson with a basketball. Back over to Ryan Smith. 14 to shoot. comes back to Van Manen. Van Manen has it poked away from behind. This is Carley. Long pass over the top. Three on the way. Good. Three-point basket by Cherchinsky, her second of the ball game. She's got 10 points. And the defender lead is 76-55. Pass goes to Evavold. Evavold underneath. DeYoung. DeYoung gathers herself. Shot blocked. Rebound cleared. Briarcliff. 9 seconds left. Now eight. Cherchinsky. Back outside. Three. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball, and that's the end of the ballgame. Our final score, Dort College 76, Briarcliff 55. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with a recap of tonight's basketball contest, women's play, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Final numbers, Dort College 29-69 from the floor, 42%, 5 of 26 from the three-point line, 19%, 13 of 20 from the free throw line, 65%. Briarcliff, 16 of 64, 25%, 6 of 28 on threes, 21%, 17 of 26 from the free throw line, 65%. Dort College, a 53-43 rebounding edge, 25 turnovers by the defenders, 20 by the Briarcliff Chargers. Dort College was led by Rachel Evavold's 18 points and 14 rebounds. Evavold, 8 of 10 from the floor this evening. Erica Feenstra, 14 points and 5 rebounds. She was limited to 23 minutes tonight due to foul trouble. She had picked up 3 quick ones in the first half, only played 7 minutes in the first half. Kenzie Bausma, 5 of 9 from the floor, 11 points. She also had 8 rebounds. Peyton Harmson, 10 points and 4 rebounds. 9 points for Bailey Tetzloff off of the bench, 5 for Jordan Van Manen, 3 for Mari Smitsdorf, 2 for Maya Shemileski, and 4 for Annie Rinesmith. For Dort College's total of 76 points. For the Briarcliff Chargers, 12 points for Taylor Wagner, 10 for Faith Trashinsky. Logan Ehlers had 5 points and 5 rebounds, 8 points for Brianna Allen. 6 assists for Annie Rinesmith tonight. 3 assists each for Kenzie Bausman, Peyton Harmson. Dort College got 14 rebounds from Evavold, then 8 by Bausma, 5 for Feenstern, 4 each from Harmson and Rinesmith, and 3 for Tetzloff. Dort College improves to 4-3 and 9-3. Briarcliff falls to 5-5 and 2-5. Let's take another break. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. The Dort College Defenders and Briarcliff Chargers in Great Plains Athletic Conference play this evening, and Bill Harmson works his way up into the balcony. And Coach Briarcliff, always a unique system in that they get you playing a little faster than you would like. You don't value the basketball as much on a night like tonight. I said halfway through the third quarter, if you're like me and you treat the basketball like gold, a night like tonight will drive you crazy. Mm-hmm. Your team played a pretty good stretch of basketball, I thought, in the third quarter.
Yeah, third quarter I thought we played really well. And the way Briarcliff plays with that chaotic nature, you know, we spent the last two practices talking about surviving in chaos. And I thought our girls, for the most part, did a nice job. But whenever the game got chaotic, they made us pay. But really happy with that third quarter. You know, the first half was a battle. Fourth quarter, I thought we got tired. But really, for most of the game, I was really happy with our effort.
Talk a little bit about the what you were able to do finally in that third quarter. It felt like you were able to take care of the basketball for a stretch, but you also got some defensive stops.
We did. We did a really nice job on switching all their dribble handoffs. Did a really nice job of rotating, Mike. This is the first game really all year where I've been pleased with our weak side rotations. And that's something we've been really trying to address in practice. And So I was happy with Rachel playing with her hands up, and then getting that weak side rebound was good for us. Offensively, you know, the whole time when we're preparing for this team, we kind of thought if we could get the ball in the middle of the lane, we'd have some success. So we were able to get the ball to Kenzie in there, and she did a nice job of rewarding us at the free throw line. Any type of drive that we got, you know, we were able to reward ourselves. So I was just really happy with the adjustments that the girls made at the half, and I thought we played through it really well.
You were able to win a game by 20-plus points with your leading scorer limited 12 points below her average. Now, I don't know if Erica Feenster is a 25 points per game player for the entire season. She has been thus far. Rachel Evavold played a great game in finding some open seams.
Yeah, she did. And, you know, Erica got saddled with some foul trouble early, and she never got into the rhythm of the game. And so we tried to move her around quite a bit in the third quarter just to get her some touches. Briar Cliff did a great job. Whenever she got her hands on the ball, there was two girls on her. So she just had a tough time, and she's going to see that more and more. When she came out of the game in the fourth quarter, I just said, you better get used to it, because we're going to start seeing more and more defenses created like that.
Sienna Stamness unable to go this evening due to an injury from Saturday. We'll see when she's able to come back, but you had some other players. I thought Kenzie Bausma played a nice game in her getting more minutes, and Bailey Tetzloff also had a few more minutes, and those two helped you this evening.
She did. Kenzie played with a lot of bounce. You know, she got a little bit tired in the fourth quarter defensively, but she played with a lot of bounce, and we got her the ball in spots where she could really reward us. You know, Bailey's been really, over the last 2 weeks, been giving us great minutes off the bench, and she's really contributing well. You know, I was happy with Ebby defensively. She did a really nice job. Jordan Van Manen came in, gave us some really nice minutes again tonight. So, I mean, those are, if we can continue to get bench production, we'll just continue to grow as a basketball team.
Coach Harmson, I will let you go. I will tell you this. Morningside got beat at home tonight by Midland.
Wow.
That was a bit of a head-scratcher for me, and I double-checked it. But, Midland got Morningside by 5. That was the only true surprise. The other surprise, Hastings got pushed by College of St. Mary, 75-66 down in Omaha.
Wow.
CSM actually led that game at halftime, and you just never know. You try to take care of your business and see what happens each night when the dust settles.
That's right. I was talking to Coach Powers before the game, and just talking about the grind and just every team you got to prepare for. But I guess that's the fun of it, right? I mean, you continue to get better. You continue to work through different teams and different schemes, and I'm just really happy with how our girls are adjusting to what's happening on the floor and, you know, preparing themselves for games. Just really pleased with our young women.
I'll let you go, Bill. Thanks for stopping by. See you on Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
That's Bill Harmson talking about tonight's contest. Let's take a look at the GPAC scoreboard from around the league. And like I said, just a little bit of a surprise on some of them. Midland defeating Morningside 63-58. Now Midland entered as the number 25 rated team of the country. Morningside was number 8, and I'm quite certain that score is correct. I did a couple of checks. Northwestern defeated Jamestown, held on up in North Dakota 73-71. Concordia all over Doan, 93-53. Dakota Wesleyan had to fight. They got by Mount Marty 64-59. And Hastings over the College of St. Mary, 75-66. Dakota Wesleyan is still atop the heap at 7-0. Concordia and Northwestern, 6-1 and 5-1 respectively. Hastings jumps into fourth spot, 5-2. Morningside is 5-3, and then you've got Dort and Midland both at 4-3. Briar Cliff and Jamestown slipped to 2-5 each. Mount Marty and College of St. Mary, 1-6, and Doan is 0-7. That's going to do it for the women's portion of our broadcast. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with a look at the men's matchup right after this. This is North College Basketball on KDCR.